How many passwords do you have? There's your home email, work email, Facebook, the bank. They all require letters and numbers. So what might tomorrow's passwords look like? Well, what about a password that is actually a point on a map? Bill Cheswick is the lead member of the technical staff at AT&T Research. He's been thinking of ways to build a better password. He joins us. And, Bill, we love you.
Oh, thank you.
We were thinking that here where we work, we don't just have one password when we sit down at our computer. Sometimes there's three or four, and then you have to change them every few months.
That's right. We're infested with passwords, some of which you only use once a year, maybe when you're rebooking your medical plan.
And you have a phrase for certain kinds of passwords, Eye of the Newt?
Yes. When you go to sites that are more important, they start wanting you to type in very complicated passwords. You have to have two from these categories of characters, and spaces are bad. And I call these Eye of Newt passwords because they're sort of like medieval magical incantations.
That's right. Has to be lowercase for the first half, uppercase for the second. Well, so you've proposed this idea of a map. Explain further.
Okay, so we'll show you a picture of New York State. And you have to zoom into some place, zooming in the way you might on an iPhone, you know, Google Maps sort of thing. And I'll zoom into the Adirondack Mountains, and there's an interesting lake. I'll zoom in there, and there's an interesting island. I'll zoom in there, and I'll click on the little part that looks like a nose, and that's my passpoint.
And what's the benefit of it if it's a point you clicked on a map?
First of all, someone looking over your shoulder might not be able to figure out what your passpoint was because you've zoomed in through a number of steps. For another thing, you're doing passwords in a different way. Maybe this would be more fun and more enjoyable, or maybe more memorable. Also, the map that you're zooming in on might not be a map of the world. It might be craters on the moon or stars in the sky. Could be a lot of fun.
That idea of zooming in, isn't that going to take a long time?
No, I zoom in about three or four times. It takes me maybe 10 seconds to find the point. I'm more worried about memorability. If I come back in 3 months, will I remember a specific lake in Ontario?
And what are some other password alternatives you've been thinking about?
That's really one that I've just come up with. There are a whole bunch of other ones. You shake your hand through the air in a special way, like a magician waving a wand. There's gesture-based ones. There's some where you'd recognize pictures. People have been attacking this from all sorts of angles for the last 10 years or so.
What about voice recognition or eyeball recognition, something unique to you, so that you don't have to do anything?
Well, that's a pretty tall order. These are called biometrics, and you see them in the movies all the time. They tend to have problems. First of all, it's hard to change your password.
Yeah, right. They replace your eye.
That's right. How do you do that? Also, it needs special equipment. They're not as perfect as you might think.
Yeah. Well, you've also proposed, in the meantime, that people think of three layers of passwords. What do you mean?
There's some accounts you just don't care about. Maybe a newspaper that requires a password for you to log in, but you don't care if the world knew your password for that. And I would just suggest picking a word and using the same one each time.
Mm-hmm.
Then sort of a medium-level password would be an account you really don't want to have stolen, but if it is, it isn't the end of the world. And then there are the accounts you really care about, things like a bank account, maybe your medical records. And those are the ones that I tend to use the strongest passphrases on.
Yeah. And just since you are so involved in this, what advice would you give to people when picking passwords? You know, is there something that's like so stupid or less secure? I mean, obviously you don't want to use your name, but what else would you advise people?
The easiest way is to pick several words that you can type. I'm much faster at typing six English words than I am something with semicolons and quotes and zeros in it.
Yeah, something that comes to you naturally. Bill, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.